podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
I'm Sam Keir, host of Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. For the past 12 months, I've been talking to T20 star David Visa, getting his take from behind the scenes at the IPL, the 100 and the rest of the world's biggest leagues.
That's the Tony Review system, Diogo. There's no ways in my mind that was up.
These guys don't know how to win at this stage.
He had his driver pick him up in his Bentley.
People start chanting your name. You kind of have to pinch yourself.
Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sport Social.
Searching for just the right job? Whether you're looking for full-time, part-time, or seasonal work, you can get started today. Amazon Jobs offer the whole package, with great pay and flexible shifts that allow you to choose when and how much you work. Find a warehouse close to home and discover the role that works for you. To get your application started for an hourly job, go to amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Hey everybody, it's another one of our Blue Room Extra Previews here on the Blue Room. And Andrew Townsend looks like he's going to be one of potentially a few names coming to Everton in the next few weeks. He's going to sign on a free transfer. So obviously we had a chat with Dan from the HLTCO podcast and Twitter account to get the main line on Andros Townsend, what sort of fella he is, what sort of player he is, what he can offer Everton going forward. So it was great to speak to him. The whole conversation in full is over on the Blue Room Extra, where you can get that and multiple other shows every single weekday, looking at all of our signings, all the latest news and anything else going on as well, including the Daily Show, Blue Room Breakfast every single weekday with all the news, updates and trivia as well. So that's patreon.com/theblueroomextra if you want to hear this in full. In the meantime, hope you enjoy this clip and hopefully we'll see you over on the Blue Room Extra too.
To be honest, if you look at the way that Rafa Benitez has set up, particularly the Newcastle side that he was in charge of, you know, he does sort of look towards individual games as strategic plans. And obviously during the limited time he had Andros at Newcastle, that was something he got out of him. So Andros carried that into his entire way of playing at Palace. That I think it got better and better as time went on. You know, you could always rely on him to track back. You could always rely on him to be where he needed to be from a defensive point of view. In terms of his attacking play, I think the problem that Palace fans ended up having with Andros is that he's very good at running down a line, cutting inside, and either drifting a ball across to a back post or having a shot. But it was almost so telegraphed at certain points that you knew what was going to happen and every single covering fullback knew what was going to happen. You know, he is capable of scoring some absolute worldies. The goal against Manchester City back in, I don't even know when that was, 2000.
Feels like a different world, doesn't it?
Yeah, the absolute screamer from 35 yards. But I mean, he's done it a fair few times. He scored one against Burnley, I think, at Selhurst Park that went top corner from 25 yards. But it's almost one of those, you know, one or two out of every 10 will be on target and the others will be high and wide. So a lot of it depends upon your sort of patience level with him. He's not necessarily a bad footballer. It's just that if you're looking for someone to, like a Wilfried Zaha, for example, that can go either way, he's not that. He will always look to get the ball, drive forward and 9 times out of 10 cut inside from the flank and have a shot or put the ball across. So I mean, just looking at it from an Everton point of view as an outsider, I wouldn't have thought he'll be there as a starter. I mean, I can see him being used off the bench and as a squad player for depth. And as I said, at the very start, as much as that may be somewhat underwhelming to your fan base, it's not that he isn't competent at Premier League level. It's just not a player you necessarily want to build the side around long term.
Do you sort of feel as though, and maybe, you know, this is going back to Wan-Bissaka, I know he's very much more of a defensive player now at Manchester United, but I remember when he first came through at Palace and a couple of games at Goodison where he seems to have a bit more licence, he just charge up the line. And I don't know if you've been aware of Everton being linked with Denzel Dumfries, who obviously feels very much like that sort of player, a bit of a runaway train fullback. Just sort of feels like he needs that player going around the outside of him to open up space because, like you said, he could be quite limited otherwise.
Yeah, quite possibly. I mean, I would have thought that Rafa isn't bringing him in. And once again, I don't want to put words in Rafa Benitez's mouth, but I wouldn't have thought he's bringing him in to be a regular starter. I would imagine it's one of those situations where you know, an hour, 70 minutes into a game, you're either 0-0 or 2-1 up and you need to see a game out, he's someone that will, you know, execute a tactical plan towards every letter rather than being sort of let go as a winger that might be able to take a man on and do something sort of dramatic. So my sort of view on it as an overall picture is that Rafa just trusts him implicitly given his previous experience with him. And you know what it's like when you get a manager going into a club, particularly given the sort of animosity that there is towards Rafa Benitez, given his history with Liverpool. He probably wants people around him that he already trusts and knows from a footballing perspective so that he's not completely swimming against the tide. And that's sort of how I see it. I mean, I have to admit, I was a tad shocked to see that you'd offered him a deal, but given the fact that it's only relatively short term, I can certainly see the merits of it from Rafa Benitez's personal point of view.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
If you want to leave me for another house, I totally understand.
House? Where's this coming from?
It's just, I know there's some newer homes on the market.
I didn't even know that, because I'm not looking.
I bet those other houses don't have a crack in their foundations.
You know that crack doesn't bother me.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.